I want you to please be paying close attention to those words. There is truly no greater love than for someone to have made the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus made to save us. I mean, he truly had it all when he came here for us in the form of a human being. He was God, fully God and only God, before he came here to be born of the Virgin Mary. Great wealth, great power, great influence. And he left it all. Come down here for us. Christ's saving work involves already completed activity, ongoing activity, and future saving activity. That's very critical. The work he did on the cross, dying there for us, going into hell, being raised again back to life, returning to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the throne of his heavenly Father. All that's completed. That had to be done so that God could have someone to serve as a substitute for us, for those of us who really are sinners. The Lord Jesus never sinned. That's why God accepted him as the perfect sacrifice, the perfect substitute for all of us, because we do sin. Not only have sinned in the past tense, do sin in the present, and will sin in the future until we are finally brought to the place where the point in time where it will be time for us to be ushered into the presence of the Heavenly Father, and our spirits will be perfected and we'll be set free not only from the power of sin, but from the presence of sin. Totally forgiven, totally, completely, thoroughly cleansed. I really don't think any of us can truly imagine what it would be like to be completely free of sin. No contamination of sin anywhere in or on our bodies, no matter how promiscuous we've been, no matter how many drugs we've used, no matter how much lying we've done and slandering we've done, no matter how many people we've had killed or even killed ourselves, no matter how badly contaminated our bodies have been due to the contamination of our spirits, we will be thoroughly, completely cleansed to the point where not one trace of that contamination will be anywhere in our spirits or our bodies. And once we're at that point, sin will never show up for us again. Can you imagine getting to the point where, and being brought to the point where you are completely clean from head to toe, inside and out? God has lowered the New Jerusalem from heaven. New Jerusalem lowered to the new earth, God living with mankind, all of whom will be holy, and sin will never ever show up again, ever, for those of us who are holy. Now, for those who die separated from Christ, their sin will be with them forever, and the consequences of their sin will be with them forever. But for those of us who make that decision to connect with God by connecting with his Christ, the one he sent to be the Savior for us all, if we would just receive him as such, no one could do anything so great for so many. That work already completed, but there's ongoing saving activity. One of the things that we know is that Jesus, at the right hand of the throne of God, ever lives to make intercession for us. He's often sending angels to minister to us in our behalf. And of course, we know about the sanctifying work of the Spirit of Christ. The sanctifying work, that work which brings us into a state of cleanliness day by day by day, so that even though we've been born again, cleansed, freed from the power of sin, freed from the ultimate eternal consequence of sin, we do still sin. And so we have to be cleansed, forgiven and cleansed from our present sins. And that is the ongoing activity. That's one of the ongoing activities of Christ's saving work. That future saving activity I've mentioned to you already, where we are perfected, spirit and body, brought into our final phase of salvation, which will be the final everlasting phase of salvation. Perfection, spiritually and physically, mentally, everything about our personalities will be cleansed and perfected and made perfect forever. And we will live in the presence of our God, experiencing a joy and a peace on a daily basis that none of us can truly imagine now. The already completed, the ongoing, and the future saving activity of Christ's saving work. Jesus' earthly ministry made salvation a present reality for his generation. And not only did it have to do with forgiveness, it had to do with some other things. But let's look at forgiveness first, because as I said before, that's the most critical. If nothing else is working for us, that has to be. Mark chapter 2. Let's look at Mark chapter 2, let's take a look at Jesus forgiving and as a result healing the soul, but also healing the body. Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Your sins are forgiven. Wow, you know he went there along with his friends to be healed physically. But what a tremendous relief to know that your sins have been forgiven. Let's look into this more in just a few.